And then when you cut it up and had it for breakfast, you'd call that?
Bacon.
Now, would you just call it bacon, or would you probably call it breakfast bacon? Or?
Breakfast bacon, yes, what it is, breakfast bacon, what it's called.
Now, you talked about chitlins before. Did they ever use chitlins for anything in groundhog meat? They'd stuff groundhog meat into...
Well, some people would take the guts that way and clean them and put sausage in them.
Uh-huh.
Or, I guess it'd be mostly... Okay. Colored folks use them for chitlins.
Yeah. Do you know how they're prepared?
No, sir, I don't. I just don't know how they...
Are there many Negroes around Where would most of them be in Greene County?
Well, they'd be around the town someplace, like Greenville, or there's a few in Warrensburg, Morristown, someplace like that, you see. That's where you won't find many. We have two different sets of colored folks in the community here. Mm-hmm. Well, Uncle Billy Simmons over here and his boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only ones I know that lives out in the country.
I see. You know, you said the country, the community here, you called it you named it after by the church.
Jackson Chapel.
Jackson Chapel. Now, that's not the same thing as your bank, then.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, there's a little different. There's a space between them.
I see.
That's called up in, now you know where Old Bank is.
Yes, it's right up the road.
Yeah,
right?
That's my...
I saw it was so close that I thought maybe this was...
I go by the Old Bank. Then on over just a little further, there's Hartman's Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
It goes by the name of the Hartman.
What mountains are around here?
Well, I guess the closest mountains around here is Bays Mountains.
Uh-huh. Are those out...
Back down here in the north part of the county, I guess it is.
Going up toward Irwin? Toward Newport?
Going toward Rodgeville.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Up there past Bull Gap.
I
see.
When you get to Bull's Gap, you're not too far from those mountains.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can see them.
Yeah. I just wondered what the elevation was. You know.
And then you go towards I can't think of that other name of that place. Sevierville.
Mm-hmm.
You're going into Smokies.
Yeah.
Smoky Mountain.
Yeah. But these up here aren't these
mountains over here is
part of the Iron Mountain or the
Cumberland. They call them different things. Yeah. Some call them Cumberland Mountain. Some call them Bays Mountain and Iron Mountain.
Uh-huh.
And all, I guess they're all connected together though, more or less.
Now the man who slaughters the animals is called and cuts them up and. You know, in a slaughter, well, it doesn't have to be in a slaughterhouse only. I mean, it's the same thing. You'd say a man in town, you know, if he went into a store in town to buy some meat, he's the man in the meat store.
He'd be the butcher.
Sure. And if meat is left out too long, it gets...
tiny.
And then if it gets worse than that...
it's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you ever take, when you slaughter a hog and you boil the meat off the head?
Make sow's meat.
Uh-huh. And that's... is there anything called head cheese or hog head cheese?
Not that I know of. Now they might be in this.
Okay. Now I'm just interested in what you know. You're familiar with. Mm-hmm. Do you use tripe for anything?
Do we?
Tripe. Now the stomach. I think it's the stomach of a calf or a beef.
No.
And then, do you ever make anything with cornmeal and chopped liver?
Well, you can make liver hash.
How's that? What's that like?